Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Negro Please Radio. I'm your host, Chris Salen. How y'all doing? Seriously, America, how are you doing? It's been a crazy week. Black Lives Matter, Blue Lives Matter, All Lives Matter. It's been insane. We are a racial tinderbox right now. This is crazy. But we have to have the talk. We got to have this talk. This is very unfortunate circumstances, but we got to have the talk. We have to have this talk about race and police and stereotypes and perceptions. We got to do it. But before I get into all that, I want to thank everybody for listening to my podcast as usual. Thank you. I appreciate it. Keep supporting me. Keep supporting the podcast. Tell a friend, a coworker, an enemy. Tell somebody about my podcast. Okay? Even if they only listen once, that's perfect. Tell somebody who you know wouldn't like my podcast. Like, hey, you want to get riled up and hate some shit? Listen to this dude rant about crazy stuff on his podcast. Tell them that. They'll probably listen. Hey, this dude is so dumb. You got to hear some of the stupid stuff he says. And they'll listen. They'll listen to it because it'll make them feel, they'll go in thinking like, yeah, I'm smarter than this dude. And then they'll realize that they're not smarter than me. And then they'll start tuning in. They get schooled on some real shit. That's how you get them. Oh, sorry. But before I get into all the did I already thank everybody? Did I already do that? Yeah, I was thanking people. So yeah, tell somebody. Thanks again. Milestone this week. Not huge. He's still at my parents' house. Got a haircut. They said he did great. He's starting to get a lot better with the kids. Still a little whiny, but he's making progress, and I'm proud of him. So good job, Miles. Way to fit in with all the kids there, okay? If you're listening to this 20 years from now, I don't know how you would do that, but yep. You're in Rochester right now. You're 3 and a half, and you were kind of being a dick when you first got to your nana's house. All right. Before I get into like all the serious stuff, did a show last week in Arlington, Virginia at this place called Ragtime. Great restaurant, fantastic food, great comedy venue in the back. And so I go there with the intent to record a nice 25-minute video to send out to some people so they can send out to clubs and go, hey, book this dude, right? That was my plan. But the comedy gods and Bob the Heckler did not see that in the cards for me. This dude heckled me relentlessly the entire time. Not what I wanted to capture on video, but it ended up being a fun set. I had some really quick comebacks, some funny stuff. I kind of worked some of my jokes around him, called some stuff back. Ended up being a really fun set for me. The crowd seemed to enjoy it. He enjoyed it. And for those who don't really know too much about comedy, you know, I'm pretty sure you know what a heckler is, but you have different type of hecklers. You got the upset heckler. You just kind of got the person having too much fun, and they're not really trying to interrupt the show. They just want to let you know that they're having a good time. And then you have the guy who knows he's being disruptive, and he wants to show the show to be about them, but they're not really a dick, you know? And he was the latter, just drunk, having fun, a little too much fun, if you ask me. And we had a lot of back and forth. Not what I was planning on capturing, but it ended up being a great set, in my opinion. A lot of fun. So I posted it on YouTube and on my Facebook page. So if you haven't checked it out already, please check it out. Share it with your friends. It is not clean language, so if you don't, you know, you don't want to pass it along to your friends, you don't have to. But the video is Chris Allen versus Bob the Heckler, so please check it out if you haven't already. Yep, that's that. All right, let's dive into the real stuff here. Very tough time we're having here in America with all this racial tension and the killings and stuff. As you all know, quick week recap. Last week we had back-to-back police shootings, one in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and the other in some town, Minneapolis. I don't know the towns there. I feel awful. But both shootings look bad. One way worse than the other, but both not good at all. Those back-to-back shootings, and then a couple of days later, you had a Black Lives Matter protest in Dallas where you had a young black dude, ex-Army, obviously with some mental issues, killed five police officers there. And that just really was a wake-up call for everybody. When I say everybody, I mean the remaining white people who just didn't give a fuck about the two black dudes that were killed. The ones that are just like, oh, they were resisting. He should have did X, Y, Z. That got them into the fold. And as usual, you see the big Facebook, Twitter fights, you know, white, you know, Black Lives Matter, Blue Lives Matter, All Lives Matter, all that kind of jazz. But this is the problem, people. This is why we have to talk about race. This is why we have to talk. You can't ignore it. It's a cancer. If you went to your oncologist and they told you you had cancer, they can't say, if you ignore it, it'll probably go away. No, it ends up just killing more of your body. It just spreads and gets worse. Innocent people have died now because, not now, but continue to die because people just don't want to have to talk. It's going to be painful at times, but you'll get over it. You'll get over it. You might lose some Facebook friends, but fuck it. Who cares? Who cares? Now, what I want to start off by talking about is the Black Lives Matter versus All Lives Matter. That's what I want to talk about to kind of get things kicked off. I feel like the All Lives Matter, I can't even call it a movement because it's not. People, you may call Black Lives Matter hypocritical, but at least it's a movement. Actually, let me back up a little bit. People are trying to start to compare Black Lives Matter to ISIS. It's a terrorist group. And I will say the only way you can even remotely compare the two is the fact that there's no Black Lives Matter. There's no sanctioned or official Black Lives Matter, you know, where you sign up and you get a membership card. You know, you're an official member. It's just like someone can print up a Black Lives Matter T-shirt or write it on a marker on their T-shirt. Or just yell it and then do something bad and then boom, all of a sudden, look what Black Lives Matter is doing. It's like, no, that dude did that thing. That person did that thing. Same with ISIS. Look at the Florida shooting. Oh, I vowed my allegiance to ISIS. And people are like, ISIS did that. That dude had nothing to fucking do with ISIS. But because it's what people want to hear, that's what they're going to believe. And that's what I hear people saying, well, Black Lives Matter are saying fuck cops and pigs in a blanket. It's just like, how do you know those people officially represent Black Lives Matter? Why can't Black Lives Matter be those people who go somewhere and peacefully protest? You want Black Lives Matter to be represented by the few assholes that go out and burn shit down and break shit and throw stuff at police officers. That's the only way you can even compare ISIS and Black Lives Matter, that anyone can say they're doing it in the name of and you'll believe it. Other than that, that's bullshit. And you can't get mad at Black Lives Matter for only caring about Black Lives Matter. That's their right to care about that. All Lives Matter wasn't anything until Black Lives Matter. If you believe all lives matter, where were you at when Child X was killed in Chicago? Instead of asking Black Lives Matter, where were you at, All Lives Matter, folks? Let me ask you something else too, All Lives Matter. I can almost guarantee you that more than half of the people that post that hashtag All Lives Matter or even say All Lives Matter are for a wall and do not want Syrian refugees in this country. I thought All Lives Mattered. You got people over there dying, but you don't want them here. But I thought they mattered. Do ISIS lives matter? Do pedophiles' lives matter? I think that's a fair question. Of course, cops' lives matter. But they're no more special than regular people. They're not. Yes, they have a tough job. But being a cop doesn't give you the right to kill other citizens in this country. And Black Lives Matter isn't saying that cops' lives don't matter. You can care about cops and black people. Just last night, I watched the town hall with Paul Ryan, who's the Speaker of the House, I believe it is. If I'm wrong, I'm sorry, but I believe he's Speaker of the House. And he was speaking in regards to Hillary Clinton, saying that we can't have people above the law. She thinks he's above the law. You know, if that was somebody else, they would have gotten their clearance taken away. She has no integrity. She lied to the American people. Everyone has to be treated the same. Everyone needs to be held accountable. Regardless of who you are, you should be held to the standard of the law, which I just kind of find funny because, honestly, that's all people are saying about the police thing. They want cops to be held accountable, too. And I said this today. This same rule applies. People say that, well, in order to get rid of terrorism, you know, radical Islam, we need to have the Muslims head that up. We really need the help of the Muslim world to help eradicate this. They say the same thing about the black community. We need black people. We need black men to step up and take care of the community. That's the only way it's going to get fixed. Well, that same rules apply when it comes to police. You need good cops to step in and go, hey, you can't do this shit. And I understand. I don't want to compare the police to the military because it's not the same. But as far as just a structure, a line of unity, I understand as a police officer, you want to always have this line of unity when you're dealing with a suspect or perpetrators or whatever it is. You don't ever want to seem like you guys are fighting. You have to have a united front. Now, I can understand if there's a cop that's talking shit to somebody a certain way, you can go, hey, man, you don't got to talk to him like that. Just ask him the question. Cut all the cussing out. You don't have to do that. You're escalating this for no reason. I can understand how you might not want to do that because it'll come across kind of weird. And maybe after the fact go, hey, man, that dude we talked to earlier, you don't have to talk to people like that. You just make the situation harder. Don't do that. I got your back, but you're making this job tougher. It's already tough. You're making it tougher. Now, if you see a fellow officer beating the shit out of somebody illegally, yeah, you should step in and go, hey, man, you can't do that. When you have somebody causing someone physical harm, I think that's the time to step in. I understand you have to have that line of unity. But you see so many of these videos where, I mean, you got 7 or 8 cops just kicking it. It's uncalled for. I get it. You're upset, but you can't do that. I can't do that. That's what people are upset about. Police are just human beings. They make mistakes. And the fact that the people who hashtag Black Blue Lives Matter, they blindly support the police, even when they're wrong. And there's people who blindly support a person killed by the cops in the Black Lives Matter movement. It's just sad. You have both sides doing what the other side said you're doing. You got Blue Lives saying, well, you're supporting this guy before you even knew the fact. You know the facts. Well, if you're Blue Lives, you're doing the same thing. You're supporting the cop before you even know what happened. You're doing the same exact fucking thing that the other side's doing. It's ridiculous. It's stupid. And this whole blackmail and cop thing, the irony about this entire situation is black guys and cops get kind of looked at the same way, which I just find ironic. Yeah, I said it. Black dudes and cops kind of have the same stigma. These people see, you got one group that sees a black man coming, they go, oh my God, here comes trouble. You got another group that see a cop, they see cops coming, they go, oh my God, here comes trouble. One side won't trust a black guy. The other side doesn't trust cops. They think you're all bad. And then the thing is, when one cop does something bad, they're being all of them are being judged by this one bad apple. Same with black men. You get a few black dudes that do bad shit, not all black dudes suck. You get a shitty cop, not all cops are shitty. Do people not see that? It seems like black dudes and cops will go, you know what? That's kind of weird. People view us the same way. You would think if we sat down, we would realize we have a lot in common, and that should actually help de-escalate the situation. It's like, you know what? I understand what it's like to be profiled. People think that I'm here to cause trouble. I'm going to hurt somebody. And you're going through the same thing. Let's both relax. Yes, here's my ID. Thank you. Here's the ticket. Here's no ticket. Slow down, do whatever, and go about your day. But no, we haven't done that. And I understand there's millions of interactions every day, and a lot of people don't, you know, they you get a ticket, it's fine. There's no hollering. There's no altercation. There's no fight. I get it. And this argument, too, that I'm also hearing, I'm sorry, I had to write all this stuff down because it was just a lot. I mean, this is all these events, it's just embarrassing. It's embarrassing right now to be an American. All this shit, it's childish that we can't sit down and have this talk. People just want to bury their head to say, no, it's not a big problem. And one of my biggest pet peeve arguments is, like, I hear from people, well, cops kill more white people. It's just like, how the fuck does that help your argument? It's just like, we're like, hey, they're killing a lot of black people. Oh, yeah, they kill more of us. It's like, well, that's the point. You got cops fucking killing people. And here, this is how I look at it. If your argument is that cops kill more white people, in my eyes, tell me if I'm wrong, there's only two conclusions you can draw from that. Either cops are just indiscriminately killing more white people, which is wrong, or white people are more combative and violent towards the police. But yet, we're the ones that are treated like a threat right off the bat. Why is that? You tell me. They're just killing more white people and getting away with it? Or are whites more violent towards police? Waiting for an answer. Another argument that I hate is the, well, what about black-on-black crime? Here's my take on that. You hear people saying, well, why don't we? You're not up in arms. Where's the outrage when, again, 4-year-old so-and-so was killed in Chicago by a drive-by? Where's the outrage? There is outrage. It's just the fact that you don't give a fuck. You don't care. Okay? Because you're sitting at home in your fucking suburban house in your nice, safe neighborhood. You're watching the news and you hear some news story about a shooting in a part of town on a 400 block where you never go. Young black man killed by, and all you do is look at your TV and you go, fucking animals. You call us niggers, and you change the channel. And all that does is it solidifies your negative opinion about black people. Yep, they're animals. All they do is kill each other. But yet you say we only care when white cops kill black dudes. That's when you give a fuck. Because when you heard the story about the white cop in Baton Rouge killing that black dude, you fucking stopped your goddamn TV and you watched the fucking news story and you picked up your goddamn phone and you tweeted Blue Lives Matter and fucking All Lives Matter. That's because you only give a fuck when it's a white dude killing a black dude. There's people that march in the streets of Chicago, L.A., Miami, New York, all the goddamn time, and you don't give a fuck. So don't tell us we don't care. You don't care. Sorry, that was pretty pretty aggressive, but that's how I feel about that. That's exactly how I feel about that. You say we don't care, you don't care. You act like black people just step over dead bodies in their neighborhood and they're laughing and like we don't care. We'd take the Jordans off their feet and just, you know, rip the clothes off their back and just leave a dead body on the street. No, there's people that are hurt by that. There are people that are prisoners in their own goddamn homes. You don't give a shit. You don't care. Shit is sad, man. And I honestly, I just feel like None of it's going to get anywhere. Black Lives Matter is not going to change shit. All Lives Matter is not going to change shit. Because it's just contrarian. There's not even a movement. It's just something to just to spite Black Lives Matter. And here's another thing that's just fucked up about being black in this goddamn country. This is another thing that's fucked up. You look at all this stuff that's going on. You tell black people we need to fix our community. Yeah, you know, it's we are our worst enemy. Stop blaming white people for your problems. We haven't done nothing. Stop using these excuses, da-da-da-da-da, which to a certain degree I do agree with. We do need to look at ourselves. But here's the thing. When we do look at ourselves and we want to help each other, when we do create things like the United Negro College Fund, whenever we do start something new, a program to mentor a young black man or something like that, the same fucking people, they turn around and go, oh, if this was an all-white scholarship, that'd be racist. How come you guys get to have your own blah, 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 blah? If it was an all-white this or that, it'd be racist. This is bullshit. Where's our white entertainment TV? Where's that? You tell black people to stop complaining, go out there, make your own way, and when you do, you fucking cry about the shit. Either you want us to fix it or you don't. Either you want us to fix the shit or you fucking don't. We're damned if we do, damned if we don't. Y'all so quick to fucking wonder why when we help each other than when we fucking hurt each other. Because that's what y'all fucking want. So y'all can say, look what y'all doing. See, y'all violent. Look at y'all. Y'all always killing each other. Don't blame us. But as soon as we like, even supporting Barack Obama, why are you supporting him? Because he's black? Why are you supporting him? Why do you guys say hi to each other? Why do you guys say hi to each other? Because black people say hi to each other. You more surprised at that shit than when you hear we killing each other. That's the only time y'all care about us killing each other is when one of y'all kill us and we get mad about it. This shit gets me riled up, man. This gets me riled up. But if there's a show, that's a show. If you like this or you didn't like it, if you want to bitch or complain, you can email me at negropleaseradio@gmail.com. There's a show, that's a show. I'm out. Peace.